Alright, good evening ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy Stan Lex Y and you're welcome to my podcast. Alright, today we'll be having a very serious discussion on relationship. Stay tuned. Yeah, there's so many questions to be asked, so many things to know about what a relationship is, okay? And, you know, so many people have just gotten it wrong. So, on this episode, we'll be discussing about that. Alright, now, first thing first, man, you just need to know who you want to date. First thing first, you just want to know who you want to date. You don't just go around dating anybody because he looks good or she looks pretty or sexy and all, and then you want to get into a relationship with her. No, fam. You need to study her like you study your book. Like, you gotta know what he or she likes, what he or she doesn't like, you know. Check if you guys can really, really click in, if you guys can really blend well, okay? Because, you know, ice and fire cannot just meet, okay? One will have to bend for the other. So definitely, you just need to pick your own, you know, your own vibe. Do you like it hot? You know, you go for the hot chick. If you know you're very cold, then you know, go for the cold ones. Okay, so most times, most people were saying, "Oh no, Stanley, you're getting it wrong. That this, that in a relationship, this." That you can merge with one or two persons, you know, if your horse is best, you know, merge with someone cold and all. I'm like, man, it differs, man. It differs on who your person is. If your person doesn't go with that, then trust me, you're not going to make progress. So you just need to, you know your strong points. And number two is this. Always observe the red flags in a relationship. Don't say, no, I love him too much, I'm just going to overlook this. No! Do not neglect any red flag in a relationship. It is bad for you. Once you notice your guy isn't, you know, doing up to expectation, you need to just call him to order, okay? Don't say, no, I feel he's just, you know, busy with things, work and all. No, you need to call it to order before it becomes a norm. That way, your partner will take you serious, will take you very, very serious, okay? And that way, you all can talk about it and then you guys would curb such thing from happening in your relationship. But once you just ignore these red flags, it becomes an habit, trust me. Alright, right now, we'll be going on a very short musical break and we'll be back, and then I'm going to tell you all the other things that you need to really take notes about in your relationship, okay? So right now I'll be playing you Kata by Techno. Enjoy.
Cause I'm not
right, welcome back. All right, the next thing I'll be talking about is this. I call this consent before the relationship, okay? Now, some persons always, they get into a relationship and then the sex thing comes up, you know, there's a sex problem somehow. And so that's really caused a very, 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 very serious problem in the relationship. Look, before you start a relationship, you have to, you know, set standards. You two need to get to a consensus whereby you say, look, in this relationship, let us just keep sex aside, you know. So if you're down with it, then we can go on with the relationship. If you're not down, then probably you could just be friends. But that's the problem with us these days. We don't talk before getting into a relationship. You know, C is an agreement between two, okay? You just need to just talk about it. You need to talk about it so it doesn't become an issue. It doesn't become an issue. So you two need to just talk about it. Do you want sex in a relationship? Do you want an erotic kind of relationship? How do you want your relationship to be? Discuss with your partner so that at the long run it doesn't turn into a chaos somehow, that you two will now start, you know, fighting yourself over, I need to have sex, I don't need to have sex. Talk to yourself before you get into a relationship. All right, and that will be all for today. I'll be seeing you in the next time we meet on my podcast, okay? So I hope you learned a thing or two from this I said, you know. So till we meet next time, it's still your boy, Stan XY. I love y'all, trust me. You got it.